This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Used to be called War Now. Now it's Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered, because there's no other show like it. On American TV, just me. No script, no teleprompter, no notes, no staff or assistants, just me. Telling you what I think to all the biggest news stories in America, raw and unfiltered. 3 hours a day, there's so much going on, I can't get to it all. I probably got 100 articles in front of me. We're lucky if we get to the first 10. The other 90 will have to be moved to tomorrow, and I'll never get to more than 10 of those. It takes a lot to fight to the top of the news, you know? It kind of takes a guy who's a complete pedophile, nasty, horrible human being that rapes little girls, hanging himself in the middle of the most secure prison in the world, one of the most secure in America, one of the most secure, if not the most secure in the world, filled with videotapes, not one videotape captured it, filled with guards watching him, not one guard captured it, not one guard saw it happen. They were all in overtime. They were tired. And the videos malfunction. And the Clintons were on vacation drinking Mai Tais. Jeffrey Epstein I'm talking about, of course, the biggest news story in America that can be the only news story today, even though there's a lot of other good news stories. I want to get to all of them, but I mean, it's Jeffrey Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein to the thousandth degree. Jeffrey Epstein squared. It's hard to believe that he committed suicide over the weekend, right? Because you can't commit suicide after you tried to commit suicide 2 weeks ago and you're the most high-profile prisoner in the United States prison system, in the most secure prison in the United States, filled with video cameras. Does any of this make any sense to any of you? I'm going to run through just a few of the things in the media, and all throughout the show we'll talk about it, but there are other things I want to get to. So let me just run through a few of them. First of all, breaking news. We now know how Epstein died. Jeffrey Epstein was found hanging in his lower Manhattan jail cell with a bedsheet wrapped around his neck, secured to the top of a bunk bed. Does that make any sense to you? The convicted pedophile was 6 feet tall, apparently killed himself by kneeling towards the floor and strangling himself with the makeshift noose. He was unresponsive when discovered in his cell in the special housing unit of the Metropolitan Correctional Center around 6:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. Staffers attempted to revive him. He's taken to an infirmary inside the lockup, then transported by ambulance to the New York Presbyterian Lower Manhattan Hospital, where he's pronounced dead. The FBI and Justice are both investigating the incident. Attorney General, U.S. Attorney General William Barr blamed it on serious irregularities in the facility. Now, I don't know how long it takes to suffocate yourself this way, but I would imagine if prison guards are paying attention, they could have prevented him from dying, right? You'd think. None of this makes any sense. Bill Barr says, we're now learning of serious irregularities that are deeply concerning at the jail where Epstein was found dead. Judith Miller says, Jeffrey Epstein, it's almost impossible to kill yourself in jail. Here's how I know, and we'll read you that story in a little while. Judith Miller, a very bright journalist, says it's impossible. Former MCC inmate, meaning the prison where he was at, MCC, Manhattan Metropolitan Correctional Center, inmate says Epstein's suicide was literally impossible. Here's seven unanswered questions about Epstein's death that the mainstream media is not talking about. A.G. Barr says something doesn't smell right. Rudy Giuliani on Epstein's death. Facts seem unbelievable, but I'll withhold judgment. Another headline, U.S. prison system sinks to third world status. Even Mexico provided video of El Chapo's prison escape. And then 10 quotes from big names across the political spectrum that are suspicious about the cause of Epstein's death. And another headline that's interesting, So now they're investigating the island. A dozen FBI agents raid Jeffrey Epstein's Orgy Island on Monday after his death. They're raiding his island now after he died. What? How come no one raided it before? And here's got to be one more. Oh, this one's got to be one more we got to talk about. A complete list of Clinton associates who allegedly died mysteriously or committed suicide right before testimony against the Clintons, including Jeffrey Epstein. That's a long list. That could take the last hour of the show. So many Clinton associates have committed suicide. It's unbelievable. Some other news stories before I get to Jeffrey Epstein and Jeffrey Epstein and Jeffrey Epstein and Jeffrey Epstein. 24/7 Epstein News Network on Wayne Allyn Root Show. Before I get to that, 47 shot, 4 fatally over the weekend in Democrat-controlled Chicago. Isn't there a mass murder every single weekend in Democrat cities and nobody cares? Wouldn't you call that a mass murder? 47 shot, 4 fatally over one weekend in a city with strict gun control. So why is gun control going to help save us? Explain to me. What a joke. What an absolute joke. 53 people were shot, 7 fatally, in Democrat-controlled Chicago during the first weekend of August. 48 persons shot, 9 fatally, during the last weekend of July. And 47 shot, 4 fatally, over this second weekend of August. So let's go back and redo those numbers. Let's make sure we understand them. Last week of July, 48 people shot, 9 killed in the weekend. Last weekend of July, 53 shot, 7 fatally in week 1 of August, weekend 1 of August, 47 shot, 4 fatally in weekend 2 of August. Wow. Kind of interesting, huh? Does that tell you a thing or two about gun control and about Democrat control? The other new news is good news. In a weekend with lots of bad news, lots of shootings, and Jeffrey Epstein, I'll give you good news. America First is a new Trump rule that could deny green cards for immigrants who use public benefits. In other words, I've always said Trump is me and I am Trump. I swear to you, as sure as I'm standing here, Donald Trump has read all my books. He gave me a great quote for The Power of Relentless, which is my only non-political book, but he said it was a great read and a great book, and you should listen to Wayne Root, and Wayne Root's a great guy. So we know he reads my books. And so I gotta think he read all my political books, and my last 4 political books, The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, The Murder of the Middle Class, Angry White Male, if you count my fourth book, Conscience of a Libertarian, every one of them lays out the fact that I like immigrants, I have nothing against immigrants, I love immigrants, I want immigrants in America, but I don't want them on welfare. Just separate welfare from immigrants and I'm fine. Make sure they're legal and not on welfare, and then we let them in. And I know Trump reads my stuff. As a matter of fact, when he wrote his book for the campaign, I can't remember what it was called now, but his book during the 2016 presidential campaign, his staff called me and asked if they could make my book the centerpiece of his book. And I said yes. They wanted to basically copy my economic plan and put it in the middle of his book. And I said, what a great honor. Okay, let's do it. And that's basically what Trump's plan is. It's my plan. And I keep saying again and again, watch liberals. If you offer them the choice, we'll let people in as long as they agree to never, ever, ever accept welfare. No welfare, no food stamps, no free health care, no Obamacare, no nothing. No Obama phones, no free contraception. If you won't take anything free, I'll let you in. And watch liberals, they won't let anyone in, because they only want people on welfare to come in, because that's who's going to be dependent on government, helpless and hopeless, and vote Democrat. So Trump does it. Trump administration issues new rule to deny green cards to immigrants using welfare. Whoops, there goes my water bottle. The Trump administration, I get excited. The Trump administration on Monday issued a long-awaiting rule strengthening the ability of federal officials to deny green cards to immigrants deemed likely to rely on government aid. In other words, if you need welfare, you can't come in the country anymore. If you take welfare, you can't stay in the country anymore. Officials described the so-called public charge rule as a way to ensure those granted permanent residency are self-sufficient and protect taxpayers in the process. The principle driving it's an old American value in that self-sufficiency, said U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Acting Director Ken Cuccinelli It's a core principle, the American dream itself. It's one of the things that distinguishes us, and it's central to the legal history in the U.S. back into the 1800s. It will also have the long-term benefit of protecting taxpayers by ensuring people who are immigrating to this country don't become public burdens, that they can stand on their own 2 feet as immigrants in years past have done. It's not only a recipe for their success, but for America's success with the immigration system. New rule takes effect in October. It will apply to immigrants who have been receiving public benefits for 12 months in a 3-year period. But even without the new rule, the Trump administration has been using the public charge guidance, which has been around since 1999. It's all about merit. You deserve to come in this country if you are a producer, not if you're a bum, not if you steal my money. Great job, President Trump. Great news. More news besides Jeff Epstein. We'll get to more Epstein when we get back. For me, this is big news. I know it's outside the United States. A lot of you don't care, but Richard Gere was off lecturing Europe and telling them they've got to let in all the migrants of the world and all the migrants of Africa. And Salvini is the leader of Italy now, and he tells Gere to fly him to his Hollywood villas. You want him so much, why don't you put the whole Africa up in your Hollywood villas? He's the League of Lega leader in Italy, who serves Italy's deputy prime minister and minister of the interior in a now tenuous coalition with the Five Star Movement. And he's taking an Australia-like hard line against illegal sea crossings, believing that it is, if it's made clear that migrant transports will not be allowed to land in Italy, fewer people will attempt to make the journey. So far, the policy has proved successful. Illegal sea migration and drowning deaths have plummeted. Richard Gere is a guy who tells you're supposed to take everybody in. And I keep arguing to all the Hollywood liberals. You drive around in limos, you fly private jets, you live in mansions. Where are the illegals at your house? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio and Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. I am your relentless Trump warrior, conservative capitalist evangelist, in the world-famous war room, deep inside Wayne Manor, in the country I call Trump Land. And I'm on the warpath. It's time to go to war. I am your Trump warrior, your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, son of a butcher, patriot, American-made, proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. Owned and operated by the great Edward Stolz and stations all over this great country. Blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. This show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. They get the naming rights. It's the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. I'd love to have you call today and tell me your guess, your best guess, what happened with Jeffrey Epstein. I want to know what the people think happened with Epstein. What you think of the whole thing? Do you believe the story that he committed suicide? 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Jeffrey Epstein, how do you commit suicide after just trying to commit suicide 2 weeks ago? Theoretically, supposedly, some say it was a murder attempt 2 weeks ago. And either way, you leave him unguarded and no videos on in the middle of the most secure prison in America. How does that happen when you're the most high-profile prisoner in America? 833-WAR-TALK. So it turns out, theoretically, he committed suicide by hanging himself with a bed sheet wrapped around his neck and secured to the top of a bunk bed. And Bill Barr says, we're now learning of serious irregularities that are deeply concerning and demand a thorough investigation. There will be accountability. Most most high-profile prisoner in the U.S. system with connections to the world's elite, yet there were no cameras pointed directly into his prison cell. Taken off of suicide watch just 2 weeks after he reportedly tried to kill himself, and the prison guards who were working overtime broke protocol when they failed to check on him every 30 minutes. Epstein was found dead just one day after records were unsealed, implicating top Democrats, including the former governor of Maine, former governor of New Mexico, and world elites, including Prince Andrew. Epstein's cellmate was removed just one day before his death. Many close to Epstein fear he was murdered. One former MCC inmate said there is no way Epstein killed himself. And to me, he's an egomaniac. There's no way he'd kill himself. Makes no sense. None. None at all. Let's quickly see what Judith Miller has to say. Jeffrey Epstein case. Almost impossible to kill yourself in jail. Here's how I know. Here are a few things I know firsthand about being in jail. First and foremost, you have virtually no control over your life and surroundings. You can't get so much as an aspirin without authorization. In most jails, you can't wear a belt or shoelaces or keep a razor in your cell. You have no privacy, no sense of dignity, no rights. And in a well-run jail, high-profile prisoners have virtually no chance of killing themselves. So the alleged suicide of Jeffrey Epstein is particularly unfathomable and outrageous. That's Judith Miller, the journalist who I believe was in prison for a while because she wouldn't reveal her sources in a case. Let's take a couple calls. We got Sandy. Oh, the lines are full. Where'd that happen? We'll go to Robert on line one. Robert in Vegas on line one. Robert, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. Great. How are you doing?
Very good. Your thoughts on the Jeffrey Epstein scandal?
So I saw a video on YouTube where a right-wing conservative talker who has a fairly decent, you know, following on the show supposedly got a letter from someone who claims to work inside the prison and said that they wheeled Jeffrey Epstein out, and then a trip van showed up and did not sign in, and when the trip van left, they did not sign out or get the license plate or anything, and the guard that saw him leave said there was someone in a green military suit in the back of the van. So I believe they switched him out, but was it the deep state, you know, rescuing him, or was it the white hats taking him to Gitmo for higher crime?
Who the hell knows? I mean, look, here's the thing. I don't like to sound like a conspiracy theorist. All I'll tell you is I have a hard time believing that you were able to commit suicide in a prison cell and the videos weren't on, even though they have videos in every corner, and the guards run overtime and they were too tired to check on them. The stories don't make sense. I don't know that your story or the story you heard at some right-wing guy on the internet, on YouTube, makes sense. Anybody could say anything. Anybody could say Martians flew into his jail cell and sucked him up in their spacecraft and took him back to Mars. Anyone could say everything. None of this makes sense. America should be embarrassed and humiliated.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is moving to make it more difficult for some legal immigrants to remain in the United States.
A new federal rule would effectively penalize low-income immigrants who get food stamps, housing vouchers, or other types of federal assistance. Ken Cuccinelli is acting director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services.
Today, USCIS has issued a rule that encourages and ensures self-reliance and self-sufficiency for those seeking to come to or to stay in the United States.
The rule would make it easier for U.S. officials to reject green cards and visa applications.
And in financial news, your final numbers on Wall Street. Stocks are dropping due to concerns about the economy. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 391 points to close at 25,896. The NASDAQ fell 96. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Speaking of the most powerful men in the world hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein, here's a Daily Mail story. Bill Gates flew with Jeffrey Epstein on a Lolita Express in 2013 with the man whose charity aims to empower young girls. We're talking about Bill Gates joining the serial pedophile. They're talking about Jeffrey Epstein only 4 years after he left prison for being a pedophile. So you explain that to me. Why would Bill Gates, a billionaire, get on the Lolita Express? Think of that name. When supposedly Bill Gates is a charity aiming to empower young girls, and he joins a serial pedophile. Just some of the notes underneath it here. This is from the UK Daily Mail. A rep for Gates Humanitarian Foundation denied Epstein ever worked for the billionaire founder of Microsoft, but would not comment on the 2013 flight. Gates and his wife have championed education and empowerment of young women around the world through their charitable work. Epstein had just been released from prison 4 years prior after pleading guilty to two counts of soliciting a minor under the age of 18 for sex. Can you explain any of this? Representative for Gates not respond to a comment. Parents spent a time together previously, most notably at the Edge Dinner, which each year welcomes billionaires from around the world to come together and discuss advancements they're working on in the worlds of math, science, and technology. Maybe for now on it should be advancements you're working on in the worlds of math, science, technology, and pedophilia. These are some weird people, man. Weird people. What is Bill Gates doing hanging out with a guy who is in jail for having sex with young girls when Bill Gates and his wife are involved with young girl charities? How bizarre. Sponsor of this segment of the show is My Doctor Suggests. And the reason I'm so happy to bring them up today is if you listen to or watched, preferably, Friday's TV show on Newsmax TV, number one show on Newsmax, number one primetime position, Bill O'Reilly 3 times a week, yada, yada, yada. You get it. Big show. Big time show. My TV show is blown up. It is hot as a pistol. And I had just literally, I can't say bitten, Bubba didn't bite me. I went to give Bubba, my puppy, a kiss. He's now a 40-pound puppy, by the way. He's giant. And I went to give him a kiss, and I leaned down. He jumped up, and his face smashed into mine, and his tooth ripped through my lip. And it was so bad, I was bleeding everywhere, like profusely. I thought my lip must be hanging off. Thank God it wasn't. But it was a deep gash in my lip. And I figured I had to go to the hospital and get stitches. Well, I didn't. And I started putting my doctor suggests alkaline structured silver gel on it, like every 5 minutes during the radio show, because I knew no one could see me, so I put the gel on there. And then I came on the TV show, and it just looked like I had a split lip. Looked like I got the bad end of a baseball bat in my old Italian neighborhood. You looking for a beaten root? That's what it look happens. That's exactly what it looked like happened. I got a beaten with a baseball bat. My lip was just dented, man. It was just a giant hole in my lip. And I put the silver on all weekend long, and it's 98% gone now. There's a little red scar. I don't even think you'll be able to see it on TV tonight. How you heal a cut that badly is a testament. And by the way, with God as my witness, what did I say on my Newsmax TV show on Friday night? Chris, you were listening in my ear, right? I have Chris O'Sullivan in my ear all the time. He's my board op on the other end, trusty board op. And what did I say on national TV? I said, this is going to be a great test case for My Doctor Suggests Silver, because I'm going to put it on all weekend, and we'll see what my lip looks like on Monday. It's amazing. This thing filled in little by little, hour by hour. The hole started filling in, and then it was still red and kind of, you know, broken across my lip. And by yesterday, it was a little better. By last night, much better. By this morning, much, much better. And now I just went and looked in the mirror, and I almost can't see it. How that happened from Friday to Monday, what a testament to My Doctor Suggests. And that's just their silver gel. They've got a silver solution that got rid of my brain fog. And they've got the silver lozenges that make sure my voice is perfect for 3.5 years now. Never missed a minute on the air. They got the greatest product. Call 866-660-9868. 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root. Use the promo code ROOT. Or tell them Wayne Root sent you and you get 20% off. mydoctorsuggests.com/root. If you ever get a dog whose tooth goes through your lip, they're the guys to go turn to, My Doctor Suggests. I asked for calls about Jeffrey Epstein, and boy, the phone lines are lighting up. We get 99% of our calls in hour number 3, the Newsmax hour. I really don't get many the first 2 hours. I don't ask for it very often. But when I do, this is the most calls we've ever had because I guess everybody wants to say something, wants their say about Jeffrey Epstein. 833-WAR-TALK, join the fun, 833-927-8255. Let's take Sandy in Rhode Island on line four. Sandy, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Wayne, oh, I love you.
Thank you.
You're the greatest.
You must be the only one in Rhode Island, because that is one blue liberal state.
I know. Well, anyway, I wanted to tell you that I do use those products that my doctor suggests, and they're great. But I wanted to, Jeffrey Epstein, how you pronounce it?
Epstein, I think. Epstein or Epstein, whatever. Yeah. Who cares? He's dead.
Well, anyway, I don't think...
He's a pedophile. Screw him. I don't care how you pronounce his name. Call him Jeffrey. I love young girls. Loser. Idiot. Killed myself. Whatever it is. Go ahead. Shoot.
Well, I personally don't think he killed himself. I know inmates, or I've heard this before, that they do not like pedophiles. And maybe somebody got to him.
Yeah. Does anybody like pedophiles? I don't think anybody likes pedophiles.
No. And they don't like men or women who kill pregnant women either.
Well, they shouldn't. I'm in favor of inmates killing really, really bad, disgusting, gross people. That's one of the few things I'm in favor of. I'm just kidding. I'm not in favor of anybody killing anybody. But if anybody deserves to die, it's a pedophile or it's a criminal that kills a pregnant woman. So I'm with you. Look, do you know how bad you've got to be for the worst despicable people in the world, prison inmates, to hate you and want to kill you? Well, it makes sense that pedophiles who hurt young children and criminals who murder or rape or hurt women who are pregnant. I mean, that's the lowest vile thing, two things anybody could ever do. So I get it. I get it. All right. Thanks for the call, Sandy. Appreciate it. Glad we have some listeners in Rhode Island. Hey, look, my argument has always been, I was half kidding with Sandy, that that's a blue state. She must be my only listener. If you go to California, there are tons of Wayne Root fans. If you go to Rhode Island, there are tons of Wayne Root fans. If you go to Massachusetts, there are tons of Wayne Root fans. New York, a ton of Wayne Root fans. People listen to me from every state. The bluer the state, the more likely there are millions of red conservatives who are quiet and don't speak loudly, or they're afraid they'll lose their job or lose their business. So they're everywhere. As a matter of fact, a council person in Las Vegas, Republican, was on vacation, on holiday in California this weekend, and the phone rang. I'm looking down. It's a council person. That's all I'll say. I don't want to embarrass anybody. But they called me to say they were on vacation, and they're in a store, and when they mentioned they're a council person in Vegas, the store owner said, "Do you know Wayne Allen Root? Oh, my God, I love him." And they were like, "Wayne, you got to get on the phone and talk to this guy." And they gave me the phone. And I started talking to him on Saturday. And that's in California. Blue, blue, blue. California, the state that values illegal immigrants over American-born citizens. The Communist People's Republic of California. And the first person she met in California said, "You're from Vegas? Do you know Wayne Allen Root?" They didn't even know she was a Republican from Vegas. They just heard Vegas. They said, "Wayne Allen Root." I am the king of Vegas, by the way. So everyone who hears the name Vegas thinks of Wayne Root. So it's in every blue state, there are lots and lots of conservatives. Let's take Cameron in Las Vegas, which is now a blue state too, Nevada. Cameron, you're out with Wayne Root. How are you?
How's it going, Wayne?
Great, great. What do you think of Jeffrey Epstein?
I think if they wanted to bring him he was a very high-value person, and if they wanted to truly bring him to justice, they would have. So the fact, whatever the narrative they're spitting out to us, whether he killed himself or somebody else killed him, I think for sure they're just not telling the truth because, come on, the guy, this isn't like, some lowball criminal. This is a big dude, and there's a lot of victims out there. And the fact that, you just let him kill himself, if that was the case, I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't believe that they let him kill himself, and I don't believe that they let someone kill him. None of it makes any sense. It's all unbelievable, and it's all absurd, and it's not Wayne Root saying, it's everybody. On the left, on the right, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez demanding an investigation. She doesn't believe it, and the Attorney General of the United States finds it hard to believe and knows something was wrong, and Rudy Giuliani says it's all unbelievable, and Judith Miller, a really credible journalist who spent time in prison, says she doesn't believe it. And his former prison cellmate says no way you could do that in that prison cell. No way. And where are the cameras and where are the guards? All of it is nonsensical and unbelievable. And it's an embarrassment to the United States of America. Cameron, thank you for the call. Let's take Garrett, another Nevada boy. Garrett, how are you?
Hey, Wayne, how are you doing, my friend?
Where are you calling from? Instead of Vegas, it just says Nevada, so I assume you're somewhere outside of Las Vegas?
No, I'm in Henderson, technically.
Oh, in Henderson. Okay. All right, very good. And so your thoughts on this whole Jeffrey Epstein situation?
Okay, so my opinion, like, who are these people, and who's in control and just allows people like this to die? Obviously, this was probably one of the highest-profile people within the prison system, obviously. So, you know, he would probably be watched. I mean, we see this stuff in movies. It's just, I don't know, it's corrupt. It's strange to me.
Well, when we get back, a former inmate from that exact prison says the Epstein suicide was impossible. And I've got 7 unanswered questions about Epstein's death that the mainstream media is not talking about. And I also want to mention Rashida Tlaib supports releasing the names of GOP donors because they fund racism. You understand, Rashida Tlaib wants to get you killed, murdered. She wants you hunted like that new movie, The Hunt, they just canceled over the weekend by Universal Pictures, where deplorables are captured, kidnapped, hunted, and murdered. Rashida Tlaib wants us dead. Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all 3-in-1 package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. AmFest 19 is raw and unfiltered. Because you get some of the best speakers in the country. You get Wayne Allyn Root. You get Donald Trump Jr. You get Sarah Huckabee Sanders. You get Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka, the Walkaway Movement, acting legend, Robert Davi, all of those, and more, Congressman Galore, all of them speaking at AmFest 19, which is the most entertaining political event and Trump festival of the year. Head to the Trump Doral Hotel October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. AmFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, a Women for Trump social, and a prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. All right. So much to talk about. So much going on. The lead story, UK Daily Mail right now, a dozen FBI agents raid Jeffrey Epstein's pedophile island, pulling up to his Caribbean getaway in speedboats and roaming the grounds in golf carts 2 days after the pervert billionaire's suicide. Folks, let me just really hit you hard with this. His island was sitting there for the last 20 years. Everybody knew it was a pedophile island. They all knew the plane going there was the Lolita Express, meaning he likes to have sex with little girls. And they never raided his island before till now? Now they raid it? Now that he's dead? If you don't think this is the most ridiculous cover-up in world history, you're a freaking idiot. What is going on exactly in the United States of America? We're not even being run anymore by a president and a Congress. We're being run by a deep state that made sure Jeffrey Epstein either was murdered in his cell or had a reason to kill himself while nobody was watching, no cameras were on, no guards stopped by, and there was nobody to stop him because they wanted him dead so badly. Now, what they said to him to force him to kill himself, I don't know. But I remember the old Godfather movie. I remember when they went up to the guy. I don't remember his name, but I'll bet you Chris O'Sullivan remembers. He's a Godfather expert. Chris, whisper in my ear. What was that guy's name that they went up to in the third Godfather one and they said, you've just got to kill yourself? Because first he was testifying in front of Congress, and then before he could go back on the next day, he slit his wrists in the bathtub. Remember that? They sent the lawyer to go speak to him, and the lawyer spoke to him and said, you know, if you want your family to live, you've got to fall on the sword and kill yourself. And the guy got in the bathtub and slit his wrists. That was Godfather 2. Okay. In any case, somebody whispered in Epstein's ear, if in fact this isn't a murder, and it sure smells like a Clinton murder to me, but if it wasn't a Clinton murder, it was a Clinton suicide, and somebody knew, got to somebody he loved, there must have been someone in the world, because he was never married, and I doubt he had any kids, right? So he must have had a sister, a brother, maybe a mother still alive. I don't know. Somebody was alive, and they said, we got a picture of her. Here's her house. We're going to put a bullet in her head if you don't kill yourself today. And he killed himself. But either way, it doesn't matter. It's the biggest scandal and the biggest screw-up in the history of the American prison system. What a joke. And now you're raiding his pedophile island? Now? Why are you raiding it now? Why didn't you raid it months ago, years ago? Unbelievable. And by the way, just because he's found hanging in his jail cell with a bed sheet tied to the top of the bunk bed, which makes no sense to me at all. None. You can't kill yourself that way. But let's assume you can. How do you know he killed himself just because that's how you found him? You mean two people couldn't have gone into the cell with the guards admitting they weren't looking? Or maybe paid to look the other way, and two people couldn't have gotten in the cell and put him up into that noose and made sure he hung himself? Anyway, the whole situation stinks to high heaven. Let's take Art in Connecticut. Art, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, I'm not doing too bad, Wayne. How do you know for a fact that he's dead?
Yeah, well, none of us know anything. None of us know a damn thing.
That's right, man. I'm thinking along the line of Mission Impossible. They got him out of there, all right? And he's hiding somewhere, all right?
All right,
but to assume that he's dead.
And to assume that, or he's dead, or he was murdered, or he was, guards were paid to look the other way, you have an entire group of people in the prison system who took bribes to look the other way. All in on the scam. Amazing, right? I mean, if that's the case, it's amazing.
It could be, but he still could be alive.
It's possible. If they could have taken a bribe to allow him to commit suicide, they could have taken a bribe to get him out of there and bring him somewhere else. I don't know. But what, can you explain to me why the FBI are all over his pedophile island today, of all days? Why today? Why not when they captured him several weeks ago? Why not the day after he tried to commit suicide, supposedly, 2 weeks ago? Why not, what was it, 8 years ago or 4 years ago that he was actually convicted the first time and sent to prison? Why now? It just, none of it makes any sense. When we get back, I'll read you the MCC inmate. MCC standing, of course, for New York's Manhattan's Metropolitan Correctional Center, who says Epstein's suicide is literally impossible, or was literally impossible. When I return, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. See you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.